Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, November 2nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. North Korea test fired at least two dozen missiles, its biggest barrage in years, including one missile that crossed its disputed maritime border and flew so close to a South Korean island that it triggered an air raid warning. Pyongyang, which has recently lashed out over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills, launched missiles from at least eight different locations off the country's eastern and western coasts. In response, South Korea fired three air-to-ground missiles from warplanes into the sea north of the disputed maritime border. In Israel, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on the cusp of a political comeback, according to projected results from Tuesday's election, the country's fifth in 4 years. A government led by Netanyahu is projected to win between 62 and 65 seats in the 120-seat parliament, according to calculations by Israeli public broadcaster Kan. Netanyahu has served five times as prime minister over a total of 15 years, longer than any other premier in Israel's history. Twitter's new owner Elon Musk says he won't allow back anyone who is removed from the platform for rules violations until the company has a clear process in place, which Musk says will take at least a few weeks. In a tweet, Musk says he has spoken to a number of civil society leaders about how Twitter will continue to combat hate and harassment and enforce its election integrity policies. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares gained in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of the Federal Reserve's policy decision expected later today. And Qualcomm and CVS Health are among the companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.